All right, Rabosai. Good evening. Let's begin. So today's daf is Lamed Gimel, and we are picking up again on, so 33 is today's daf. We're picking up on Lamed Beis 32b, and we're picking up on the second to last line at the end of the daf. But Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So who is the name of Shmuel? Mitzvah lahanicha b'soch halalo shel Pesach. The mitzvah of mezuzah is to place it within the width of the doorway. So again, remember, mezuzah is put on the doorpost. Chalolo shel Pesach means in the width of the doorpost itself. So the Gemara says pshita. That's obvious. B'sharacham rachmana. Torah says b'sharacha. You shall place the mezuzah on your gateway. So obviously, it has to be placed in the gateway. What's the chiddush? To which the Gemara says sagadai tchamina. Hol va'amar of a mitzvah lahanicha. Top of lamed gimel. B'tefach hasamach l'rishus harabi. So Rabbi says, since we have a statement of Rava, and Rava says that the mitzvah is to place the mezuzah in the tefach closest to the public domain. So what this is referring to is as follows. Let's say you have a doorpost that is exceptionally thick. So again, this is talking about wide. So this is talking about over here the case of, let's say, where it's my front door. My front door abuts the Rosh Hasharabim. So I have a very wide doorway. So the shayla, of course, now is where do I put the mezuzah in relationship to the edge of the doorway? So Rava says that one should place the mezuzah within the tefach of the edge, or I should say within the tefach of the doorway closest to the actual Rosh Hasharabim. So the Gemara says, so once Rabbi said that mitzvah niyach b'tefach hasamach Rosh Hasharabim, kama demarchik ma'alitvei. So I might have thought, therefore what? Therefore halacha l'maisa, I might have thought that it's best to go ahead and actually put it on the part of the doorway which faces out to the Rosh Hasharabim. Look at Rashi, kama demarchik. It's the Rashi on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines down from the top. So it's like, I might have thought, once Rava tells me that ideally I want to place the mezuzah as close to the Rosh Hasharabim as possible, I might have thought, so where should I place the mezuzah? Maybe outside. In other words, maybe not in the width of the doorway at all, but rather on the doorway. So that, let's say, when I'm coming from Rosh Hasharabim into my home, the mezuzah is not inside the door, but rather the mezuzah sits on the front of the threshold. Therefore, again, the Gemara says, Kamash Malon. Therefore, Rabbi Osei comes along Shmuel and says, Mitzvah lahanicha b'soch halalo shel Pesach. That the mitzvah is to place it in the width of the doorway, but we try to place it as close to, we'll discuss this in greater depth, but at least Rava qualifies that by saying, yes, you should put it in the width of the doorway, but you should put it towards what we'll call the front part of the width of the doorway, the part of the width of the doorway that is closest, ultimately, to Rosh Hasharabim itself. Vam Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel as follows. Kasva ashnei dapin psula. If one goes ahead and writes the mezuzah, the Rav said, this is actually very interesting. Shnei dapin, dap up until now, has been understood by the Gemara to mean a column. So seriously, what's happening over here is I'm writing the different parashios of the mezuzah. Instead of one contiguous column, I'm writing the two parashios on two different columns. Look at Rashi. Al shnei dapin, chetzia b'daf zeh, v'chetzia b'daf zeh. I'm writing one parsha in this column, one parsha in the column. So once again, remember again, going back to the daf we had yesterday's daf, we had a whole machlokas of psuchos, stumos, but we were always presupposing that what? That I'm writing everything on one column. Here, at least according to Rashi, Tosis says a little bit different on the same, but I'm just going to go with Rashi for now. So here we're talking about a situation where I'm writing the two parshios, one parsha per column. So I'm writing a two-column mezuzah. So what Rabbi Yehuda said in Shmuel, it's possible. So Gemara says, Meisvei, Areza Kasha, Kosva Ashnei Dapin, V'enicha B'shnei Sifin, Psula. So we'll see the Brisa says as follows. If you wrote a mezuzah in two different columns, and you placed it on two different doorposts. Rashi says, "Bishnei mezuzos shel Pesach." So if I took a mezuzah and I wrote it in two different columns and I placed it on two different doorposts, the mezuzah is possible. Now, what could we infer from that? What's the psul over here, Rabosai? The psul over here is that I placed one mezuzah on two different doorposts. What can you infer from this? Ha b'saf echad ksheira. But if you were to place the two columns on one doorpost, it appears that it would be okay. To which the Gemara says, "Ruuya l'shnei sifin kamar." What the Gemara will say means as follows: that if you had a mezuzah written in such a way that it was fit for two doorposts, such a mezuzah would be possible. What does it mean, a mezuzah that is fit for two doorposts? Look at Rashi. Ruyish lishnei sipin, sheniach gvil chalak, bein daf ledaf, ureuyin lechalik lishtayim chetziyakan vechetziyakan. So we'll say, what's the psur talking about over here? See, apparently, to write the mezuzah on two columns, b'diyevet, it would be kasher. Where's the problem? The problem is when you write it in two columns, and there is a column of empty space in between the two columns of writing. Technically speaking, in a situation like that, what could you do? You could cut it down the middle and make it into two mezuzahs. Such a situation like that, the Gemara suggests, will be possible. Vam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, b'mezuzah halach achar heker tzir. We'll say, this is actually very interesting. So Rabbi Yehuda says, we're going to get now into the interesting discussion about what is the halacha when it comes to, how do you determine which side, I'm going to say it differently. Very often, the largest number of mezuzah shilas come up with determining which way is the entry, which way is the exit, right? I have a doorway that leads in two directions. How do I decide what's going in and what's going out? So the Gemara had a very interesting way of resolving this. Halach achar heker tzir. So as I remember again, what were Talmudic doors set up? They essentially were set upon a pivot. So what you would have over here is as follows. You'd have a pivot. So doors, not like ours, which are hinges that are built into the doorways, they would have a pivot. The pivot would extend out. The door would sit on the pivot. So the Gemara essentially says, whichever room contains the pivot, that's considered to be the room into which the doorway opens up into. So if you contain the pivot, then the door is considered to be the entryway into that room. If you don't have the pivot, then the door is looked at as the exit of that room. Halach achar heker tzir. When determining which is an entranceway, which is an exitway, or really which is an entranceway, whichever room has the pivot, that is the room which is considered to have the doorway as the entryway into it. Look at Rashi, Yabosef, for just a moment. Not yet. So the Gemara says, my heker tzir, what does it mean that the doorway has the pivot? Amar Rav Adda Avkasa. So Rav Adda says, it's the Avkasa literally means the socket. Rashi says, Oso chor shebi iskufa shetzir hadeles sovev bo. It is the socket in the doorway into which the pivot fits in. Sehechi dami. What's an example of this case? Kigon pischa de bein trei bati bein begavri le bein nashi. A good example of this, Rabbi Yosef, would be in one home you have a doorway between the men's room and the women's room. Now this is not a reference to a lavatory. This is a reference ultimately again to gathering spaces. Right? There was a place where the men would congregate. There was a place where the women would congregate. So what would happen? Now, both of these rooms are in the same house. You would have a door in between these two areas. So now you have to place a mezuzah on that doorway. What's your shaila? What's considered to be, hey, which way is entering? Now remember, in both of these cases, the doorway is not the primary way inside or out of the house. There is a different way in and out of the house itself. There just happens to be a doorway in between the men's area and the women's area. So now, where do we place the mezuzah? So again, the Gemara says, you look where the socket is. Whichever room contains the socket, whichever room contains, right, contains the pivot, right? Really, it's the socket which contains the pivot. The pivot is placed in the socket. Whichever room contains that, it's considered as if the door opens up into that room, and therefore the mezuzah will be placed on the right side entering into that room. So Reish Kalusa, so the Gemara is fine. Suppose I said, look at Rashi just a moment. Kigon pischa de trei bati bei gavri ubei nashi, adam shecholik beiso chetziyav lehiluch hanashim, suppose I say I have a room where when the guys come over, it's where I entertain the men, right? And the woman of the house has her privacy to do whatever she's doing in the house. And there's a doorway between the men's area and the women's area. There's a separate door that goes out into the Rishus Rabim. That mezuzah is placed on the right side. But mezuzah is placed on the right side when using the doorway as an entry point. So the Gemara says, "V'acha bePesach shebein zulazu lo yadin an heilach shuv bia veilach shuv yitzia." So what I says? So listen to this. In this particular situation, now I have this door between the men's area and the women's area. which way is considered to be the entrance, which way is considered to be the exit. So the Gemara says, so v'hai lechshav yitziyah v'yitziyah mehai lahai v'yimehai lahai elo haloch achar chur shebesaf shetzir adela shovei bo shehu hahu tzad shachor bo chashiv bei v'derech yam k'shen. So let's listen to this. So essentially, whichever one of those rooms has the socket, which contains the pivot, is considered to be the way, the entryway for the doorway, and therefore the mezuzah ultimately will place it. So therefore, in this example, where I have one home, and I have a doorway in between the men's area and the women's area, so if the socket is in the men's area, that means the doorway is considered to be an entranceway into the men's area, and therefore what? And therefore, halacha lemaisa. And therefore, the mezuzah is put on the right side, is going into the men's area. If the socket with the pivot is in the women's area, then the door is supposed to say, by the way, we pretty much employ this same logic today as well. Yeah. If you go ahead, right, if you have a doorway that goes into two rooms and it's not clear, you see generally most homes have a flow of traffic. So you generally go by the pedestrian flow. But let's say, again, you happen to have a doorway which serves two rooms. So how do you know which way is in? So we'll say, so what do we say? So again, you have to ask a shayla if you're not sure about this. But generally what we say is, we look into which way, into which room the door opens. When the door opens into a room, so again, ultimately that is considered to be the entrance. So the simplest way to look at this is how, look at the entranceway into your home. Generally, when you walk into a home, which way does the door open? In, right? So that's now, obviously, in your entrance in the home, that's a lot easier. But, you know, that's the general, it's the same principle. That whichever way the door opens, ultimately, again, it's considered to be the entranceway into the home, or entranceway into the room, and the mezuzah will be put on the right of that room. We're going to discuss this in greater depth. Gemara switches gears in just a moment. Reish Galusa Bana Besa. This is actually amazing. The Reish Galusa was building a home. So let's listen to this. Yossi, you could use this one. Home construction tips over here. Listen to this. Reish Galusa Bana Besa. So the Reish Galusa is building a home. Listen to this. See, he had a great chab. What was his chab? Amrulei the Rav Nachman, Kavali Mezuzta. He said to Rav Nachman, he calls Rav Nachman, I want you to come over to put up the mezuzahs. There's only one issue. He didn't put up the doorways yet. So apparently what the Reish Galusa wanted to do was as follows. He had the home in parts, including the doorways. The doorways were not put up yet. But he figured, let me chop a line over here. The doorways are sitting in my warehouse. I already lost time on the project. Let me get the rabbi to come over and what? Put up the mezuzahs while the doorways are sitting in the warehouse, before they're even put up into the home. So time saving. So what happens? Kavli mezuzta on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, I'm sorry, I can't help. Talei dashe bereisha. You can't put a mezuzah on the doorway before what? Before it's a doorway. In other words, I will say, even though, again, you can have a situation where it's clear that the threshold exists, but if the threshold is not yet embedded in the home itself, you cannot actually put a mezuzah on it. We're going to see that later on. This, by the way, is going to have, we're going to see this, I don't remember, it's blurring between today's daf and tomorrow's daf. I had to prepare both of them this afternoon. So we'll see, either end of today or tomorrow, that this is going to overlap a lot with the halachos of sukkah, of ta'aseh velo min ha'asui, that there are certain things that have to be fashioned almost like in a progressive state, as opposed to doing things out of order. So we'll discuss this in greater depth. So the Gemara says as follows, I'm Rabbi Yudom Rav. A son came in nagar, psula. If you made your mezuzah like a nagar. Now, what does it mean like a nagar? I'm sorry, is it today? Right? Like a bolt. A bolt. So, we'll say, actually, you can see over here in Rashi. Rashi says, a son came in nagar, shekava vitachva besaf, ki nagar shetokfin agar bekosal zes. Well, so you see that archway picture of Rashi? So, if you notice again, Rashi has two images there. Look at look at the first image there. You see the mezuzah that's like inserted. What do you call it? Horizontally, sideways. That's kamin nagar. So what if the mezuzah was put into the doorway, like Gemara calls it, like a bolt? So it's put in horizontally, it's put in sideways. So the Gemara says psula. Rav Yehuda says it's possible. Ini, is that so? Va'akiyas Rav Yitzchak by Yosef Amar kulhu mezuzah debei Rabbi kamin nagar havu avidin. Say when Rav Yitzchak by Yosef came along, he said that in the house of Rabbi, they made all of their mezuzahs like bolts. So the Gemara says, Vahahi pischa the aisle for the Gemara gives the Brice gives another piece of information. Vahi pischa the aisle be Rebbe the be midrasha lo havi la mezuzah. By the way, another piece of information: Rebbe apparently used to have his own entranceway into the base medrash. I guess it was Rashi points out over here that it was an entranceway. Ultimately, again, Rashi says Pesach katan hayelo the Rebbe eitzel makomo finichnas viyatzabo kedesh lo yatriach talmidov lamo befanav im yavar the famous. Well, this is actually interesting. Rebbe had his own entranceway into the base medrash that was right next to his makom. Why did he have his own entranceway, by the way, next to his makom? Because when Rebbe would come into the base medrash, what would happen? Everybody would stand up. In order not to be matriach the talmidim, Rebbe had an entranceway by his makom, so he could kind of just get in and get out quickly. Now that's a side piece of information that the Braisa have us to bring down. And by the way, there wasn't a mezuzah on that entranceway. So we'll say, so there are two pieces of information that are being brought down over here. Number one, it sounds like in the house of Rebbe, they put up the mezuzah kemin nagar, which sounds like what? Like a horizontal bolt. That's issue number one. We just said before that that's puzzle. Issue number two is that Rebbe's private entrance into the base medrash didn't have a mezuzah. So the Gemara says, low kashya, right? So the Gemara says it's not a question. Had da avida ki sichta, had da avida ki istavira. So the Gemara says apparently people used the wording like a bolt, right? Kinogar in different ways. Had da avida ki sichta. So we'll say ultimately again. So the Gemara says, if you put it in like a bolt, which means horizontal, that ultimately is going to be possible. You cannot insert a mezuzah horizontally into the doorpost. That'll be possible. Ha da'avida ki istavira. The Bible says istavira literally means like what? Like an ankle. If you see, do you see the second drawing in Rashi? So if you notice over here, Rashi says like this. Rashi, so you see the second archway in Rashi? So the first one is what Rashi calls kisichta, right? Which is the horizontal bolt, which is puzzle. If you look then on the below that horizontal bolt, Rashi has another drawing, which I will say, if you look like it, I don't know what the right technical term for this would be. Rashi calls it, the Gemara calls it an ankle, because just like the ankle supports the bone above it, but there's a, it's almost like what you're creating over here is like a right angle, like a ledge, but there's a technical term for it. L-shaped. Good, that's the technical term. Thank you. Good. Baruch Hashem for art scroll. Good. Right, like the L-shaped. So we'll say, so what you would do is if you look at that bottom image, you're creating like this right angle thing, and you're placing the mezuzah into that. So I'm creating like, there's a word for it.
Recess?
No. There's a technical term for this. Like when you... Not a ledge. All right. An insert. Okay, well, say none of you are helpful today. Thank you. Right, thank you. Anything, all these things I could have come up with it myself. There's a technical... Yossi, there's not a technical term for this? A thing, a zach like that. A bracket. A bracket. Good. A bracket. Good. A bracket. So I'll say, so essentially what you're doing here is you're creating a bracket in the doorway and you're putting the mezuzah into the bracket. So that's going to be kosher. So I'll say, so the idea over here is you're creating something that supports the mezuzah. So to put any time you put the mezuzah in horizontally, that ultimately again is going to be possible. But essentially if you put the mezuzah in what the Gemara calls like an ankle, ki'as tavira, with this bracket, and you put the mezuzah in the bracket, that's going to be okay. Now, I'm both saying, now, interestingly enough, what do you see in all of these cases? How are you placing your mezuzah? In the wall itself. So, I'm both saying, you know where you see this today? You still see this today in some of the residences in the old city of Yerushalayim. So, you'll see again that the mezuzahs ultimately, again, are chiseled into the wall itself. It is, what it is, and it's an explicit interpretation of Bisha'arecha. Bisha'arecha, see, we're gonna go through this sugya. Really, if you're a purist, Bisha'arecha means where do you place the mezuzah? Inside your doorpost. So the Gemara is clearing, essentially, how inside of your doorpost can you actually place it? So the Gemara is now qualifying this. You can't place it horizontally like a bolt. You can't place it like in a bracket-like contraption that the Gemara feels looks like an ankle. You can place it, but this is mamash being placed inside the doorway itself. So the Gemara says... So the Gemara says, "Ini vahu pischa." So we'll say, so now the Gemara is going to go back on the second statement. What was the second statement? The Gemara said that Rebbe had his own private entranceway into what? Into the Beis Medrash, and yet, interestingly enough, it didn't have what? It didn't have a mezuzah. So is that true? I mean, how did Rebbe not have a mezuzah on his own private entrance? So, ini, v'ha ha'u pischa, da'va'ayil ba rafhuna l'bei medrasha. Rav Huna also had his own private entranceway into the Beis Medrash, and yet, what Rabbi say? It had a mezuzah. So how did Rabbi's private entranceway not have a mezuzah? Hahu ragil hava. Rabbi say, that's because Rav Huna, that was the entranceway that Rav Huna used most frequently. Dam Rav Yehudim Rav, because we also listen to this, because Yehudim said the name of Rav, v'mezuzah halach achir haragil. Now, both say, this is actually going to be a very interesting halacha, which you're going to have to spend a little bit of time on. We're going to go through in the Gemara, that when it comes to mezuzah, you go after the normative entrance. Now, take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Halach achir haragil, it's right by the second drawing in Rashi. Im yesh beis p'sachim l'cheder echad. If there are two entranceways to one room, Ba'osa pesach sheragil lotzeis v'lavo, yo, ser yaniach ha-mezuzah. The Gemara makes a sound like over here, that if halach l'maisa, you have two entranceways into one room, one entranceway, one doorway which is used, one which is not, apparently there is only a chiyuv of mezuzah on the more often used entranceway, not on the one that's not used. So we're going to see exactly what to do with this halach, whether or not how we pass it like this. But apparently, Rav Huna always used to use his private entrance, that's why I put a mezuzah on it. What do you infer from your Rabbi Say? That's what? Rebbe apparently didn't. Apparently, Rebbe did not use his private entrance, and therefore, again, didn't feel compelled to put a mezuzah on it. Good. So the Gemara says, Amrav Zira, Amrav Mas, Amr Shmuel, Mitzvah lahaniach betchilas shlisha elyon. Rabbi Say, another interesting halacha. Shmuel said, where should you place the mezuzah, Rabbi Say? You should put it on the upper third of the doorway. Upper third of the doorway. Okay? So we'll say, so again, so just imagine you divide your, when we say doorway, we're talking about the doorpost. You divide your doorpost into thirds, right? And ultimately you place the mezuzah somewhere on that upper third. Now listen, I want to point out something very interesting to you. If you notice again, Rashi's doorways are all shaped how? Right? They're all arches. Why does Rashi shape it that way? That's how, right, because Rashi's just drawing the way that they... So again, understand, archways could sometimes get a little bit complicated when it comes to Hilchos Mezuzah, for the simple reason that in a classic sense, when we speak about a doorway for mezuzah purposes, we mean two side posts and a horizontal lintel on top. Archways we're going to talk about. So again, but for our purposes over here, it's okay, we're talking about from the vertical side post. So you divide, essentially, you divide the vertical side post into three parts, and the mezuzah should be put somewhere on the upper third. Rav Huna Amar Magbia Min HaKarka Tefach. Rav Huna says, no, you only have to go ahead, and Magbia Min HaKarka Tefach means you just can't place it on the lowest tefach by the ground. In other words, Rav Huna says, as long as the mezuzah is more than a tefach off the ground, it's okay. It's okay. So fundamental machlokes, Shmuel and Rav Huna. Shmuel says it has to be in the upper third. Rav Huna says, no, it just can't be within a tefach to the ground. Once it's the tefach off the ground, you're good to go. Umarchik min hakora tefach. So Rav Huna says, you have to lift it up from the ground, the tefach. Umarchik min hakora tefach, which means what? And it also can't be within a tefach close to the korah. Rav Huna says, what's the korah? The korah is the lintel that goes horizontally across the top. So Rav Huna says it can't be within a tefach of the ground, can't be within a tefach of the lintel post that goes across, but anywhere else in the doorway you could put it. So the Gemara says v'chala pesach kulo kashal mezuzah, and anywhere else you could put it. So once we have Shmuel saying you have to put it on the upper third, Rav Huna says you could put it anywhere on the doorpost, just not on the uppermost tefach and not on the bottommost tefach. So may say the Gemara is a kasha magbia min hakarka tefach. So the Gemara Bryson says, you should make sure to put the mezuzah at least a tefach off the ground and distance it at least a tefach from the top of the door, from the lintel that goes horizontally across. But otherwise, the rest of the doorpost is kosher from mezuzah. Rabbi Yossi says, ukshartam uksavtam. Rabbi Yossi will say, makes... understands the juxtaposition between tefillin and mezuzah. Makshira begova. Boss, this is amazing. Just like shira, right? Ultimately, again, where is the shel yad fastened? the shel yad is fastened on the bicep. Af ksiva begova. So to Rabbi Yosai, the mezuzah should also be put right towards the top, ultimately, of the doorpost. So bishlam the Rav Huna who damer Rabbi Huda. So say you could align the sheet of Rav Huna with Rabbi Huda. El l'shmo damer kiman. Rabbi Yosai, who's the pain the shmo reflect? Lo Rabbi Huda velo Rabbi Yosi. It doesn't reflect. He doesn't reflect the view, or he doesn't hold of Rabbi Huda or Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says, Am Rav Huna b'Rav Nasan, the olam Rabbi Yosi. Really, again, he will hold ultimately again like Rabbi Yosi. Amud Beis. Umay tchilas shlish, right? Umay tchilas shlish al yon dekama. What does it mean when he says ultimately again the upper third? Laharchika shelo laharchika minakora shamayla yoser v'shlish. What he means ultimately, he's paskening that you should put it in the upper third. He's just phrasing it differently. You shouldn't distance the mezuzah more than a third from the top of the actual side post. So we'll say, just so you understand, how do we pass? So we'll say, fundamental machlokes. Essentially, two schools of thought. One school of thought that the mezuzah should be placed on the upper third of the doorway. Now, apparently, again, within that upper third, you have the right, you could decide. Sounds like you have the ability to decide where on the upper third to place it, right? Versus the other opinion that holds that what? Essentially, we just tell you where not to put it. Where should you not put it? Within a tevach to the ground and a tevach to the top. But otherwise, again, anywhere else you want to put it, you can put it. But say, how do we paskin? We paskin mezuzah should be placed on the upper third of the side post. Now there's machlokes, a poskin there, if it's on the higher part of the upper third, the lower part of the upper third, seems to be that the majority opinion is the lower part of the upper third. So you imagine your side post as divided into thirds, you put it somewhere on the upper. So the good news is, wherever you put it on that upper third, you're fine. But halach lemaaseh, it appears that the consensus opinion is the lower part of the upper third. But I'll say this is very important because, as you know, this comes up. People sometimes good-heartedly make this mistake. You know where you see this mistake? In children's rooms. It's beautiful. I want the lechaimke or sarla or bela, whatever your kid's name is, you know, to be able to touch the mezuzah. It's fantastic. It's beautiful. There's only one problem, which is it's aser, right? But aside from that, it's wonderful, right? And again, remember, when we're mechanic, our children, we always want to be mechanic. We always want to educate our children to perform the halacha in the right way. So it's a beautiful thought. Now again, so with a child's room, obviously you could put it on the lowest part of the third. That's fine. That's what we should be doing in all the rooms. But halacha lemaisa, a person should really make sure not to go ahead and hang it anywhere below the upper third of the doorway. So the Gemara says as follows: Amar Rava, mitzvah anicha b'tefach hasam alush sarab. So this is actually another interesting halacha. Rava says, now again, so this still comes up, but this is they're also dealing with it. I will say, by the way, that they're dealing, it seems to be much more primarily with stone structures, as we're going to see. So stone structures in general are thicker. If you look at doorways of stone structures, like in America, so I think most of our construction is wood framing, right? So it's the doorways are thinner. If you look at construction areas as well, doorways are thicker. So if you have a thicker doorway, so now we've established you should place the mezuzah on the upper third of the doorpost, towards the lower part of towards the lower part of the upper third. Okay, if that made sense. He'll say, now the shayla is in the thickness of the doorway, where are you placing the mezuzah? So Rabbi comes along and says, mitzvah lahanicha b'tafach ha-samoch l'ushus rabin. You should place the mezuzah. He'll say, so now this is not talking about the height anymore, this is talking about the width of the doorway, the depth. You should place it within the tefach closest to the rishrab, which is another way of saying what? Place, this is talking about specifically the which mezuzah. This is the mezuzah into your front door. So the mezuzah to your front door, Rabbi says, should be placed really towards the outer part of the doorway, as close to the outer part of the doorway as possible. So the Gemara says, "My taima." So the Gemara says, "What's the reason for this?" Rabbanan amri kidei shiyifka b'mezuzah miyad. It's a beautiful idea. The Rabbanan say so that when you come to your home, you touch the mezuzah immediately, so that the mezuzah is there to greet you, so to speak, immediately upon entering. Rabbi Chanina Misura Omer ki hechi dintintuei. Rabbi Chanina Misura says that it should provide the higher level of protection. Rashi says, "Detintere lechalabayis mina mazikin." So this is actually quite beautiful. So apparently, again, you'll say to yourself, "But I don't understand. The shmiras, all on the same doorpost." So we'll say, so interestingly enough, I want to just point out over here, they're not arguing. Meaning, everyone's agreeing with this principle. namely that the mezuzah should be placed close to the outside or to the edge, ultimately, of the doorway. They're just arguing on the reason for it. One is that you should touch the mezuzah immediately upon entering your home. The other idea, I will say, is, you know, there are so many things from the outside world that we have to protect our homes from. So Rabbi Hanina says, place your mezuzah as close to the edge of your doorway so that there's as little of the outside world that encroaches upon your home as possible. It's an incredibly profound idea. You need the shmira of the mezuzah. Mamish, like, there's that point of intersection where my home ends and the world begins. That's dafka where you want to have your mezuzah. You need to let some of the world into your home, but you need to be very careful what elements of the veld you allow into your home. Incredible idea. I'm Rabbi Hanina. Bo urei, bo say, this is so beautiful. Bo urei shelo kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar adam. See how the Ribon Shel Olam is so different from man. Right? That God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a melech, is so different than any earthly king. How so? Melech midas basar adam, melech yoshev bifnim, ve'am mishamrim osu mibachutz. And I will say, an earthly king, he sits in his palace, and it's the job of his subjects to protect him. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino king. God's not like that. Rather, what happens? Avadav yoshim mibifnim, v'msham mibachutz. We'll say, see how beautiful this is? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different. See, normally the earthly king, he sits in his palace, he's got the constituents to guard him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you stay in your home, and I'll protect you. So beautiful. Shnei Emar, Hashem Shomrach, Hashem Tzilcha al Yad Yiminecha. So we'll say, it's interesting that we see the play on words over here. Kodesh Baruch Hu takes care of me where? Al Yad Yiminecha. Yad Yiminecha is a reference to Pasuk on the stands to what? Rashi says, the mezuzah liyad hayomin hi bichnisaso. The mezuzah is on my right. That's a reference ultimately again al Yad Yiminecha. Beautiful. Darash Rav Yosei B'ed Rav Mishmei D'Rava. Ha'emik lo tefach psula. Well, it's another interesting halacha. So going with the idea that at least at some point in time historically, they were placing the actual mezuzah inside the doorway. So we'll say, obviously the logical next step of that question is what? How deep into the doorway are you permitted to place the mezuzah? So if you place the mezuzah ultimately again, hemikla tefach, if you put it more than a tefach into the doorway, psula, Ultimately, it's possible. So again, the logic seems to be less than a tefach, the mezuzah is still connected to the actual doorpost. More than a tefach in, it sounds like what happens? It almost becomes swallowed by the structure. It's no longer part of the actual doorpost itself. So let's go ahead and bring a proof to this. Henicha bepatzin, o shalta alem melavin. So we'll say, if you placed the mezuzah, nilcha befatzin means literally, you place the mezuzah inside the board. If you place the mezuzah inside the board, or you put a brick on top of the mezuzah. So we'll say, if you can imagine for a moment, you put the mezuzah in the doorpost, and you put a brick on top, you laid a brick on top of that. Im yesh sham tefach, if there's more than a tefach of space in between the mezuzah and the actual doorpost, tzarech mezuzah acheres, you would require another mezuzah. Imlav, if there's not a tefach of space, then what? Eino tzarech mezuzah acheres. Then you would not need another mezuzah. To which the Gemara says, no, Bosai, what is this referring to? Ki tanya hahi bepesach shachor hadal. So Bosai, this actually refers to another case, which we're going to spend some more time on in tomorrow's daf, which Bosai literally means a doorway behind the doorway. Now what this actually means is as follows. If you could imagine, if you have a room that's a square, and you have an entranceway, and then there's another entranceway that's perpendicular to that first entranceway. Those two entranceways share a doorpost. Right? So you can imagine this. Just imagine a square. I'm going to air draw it for you. Just imagine a square. You have an entranceway here and an entranceway here. The two entranceways are at a right angle with each other. They share a door. They share a doorpost. In other words, the left-hand doorpost for the bottom doorway will be the right-hand doorpost for the perpendicular doorway. So we're going to discuss about what you do in terms of hilchos mezuzah for that doorway. Someone says, Bahaja Katani Law. We already spoke about that case explicitly. Pesach Shachori Hadalas, that if you have an entranceway behind another entranceway, Im Yesham Tefach, If the shared doorpost is a tefach wide, then tzarech muzuzah cheres. Then Rabbi said each of the entranceways will need their own muzuzah. Ve'im lav, but if not, in tzarech muzuzah cheres, ultimately will not need its own muzuzah. To which the Gemara says, "Ketzer katana." You're right. We're just explaining ultimately again how that case unfolds. Tana ha'emid la melabin shel konim. Supposed to listen to this. Let's say you went ahead and you made the frame of a home out of reeds. Konim out of reeds. Chotech shvoveres umanicha. Supposed to say, so what can you do? You could actually cut out a little part of the reed and put the mezuzah in the reed. So we'll say, what the Gemara is highlighting for us over and over again, and we're going to discuss this, is, see, we're used to a mezuzah being an add-on to the doorway. A mezuzah doesn't have to be an add-on to the doorway. A mezuzah can be embedded in the doorway itself. So for example, if you're making a doorway out of reeds, so reed is easy enough to cut, you could cut out the little part of the reed and put the claf right in there, and you're fine. Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Yehuda, v'lo shana ela sheheemid ulubasof chatach v'hinicha. Rabbi said, going back to what we learned before, that's only true if what? If the reed doorway is already standing. Aval chatach v'hiniach ulubasof heemid. But Rabbi says, so that's only true if the door is already there. But what? If let's say the doorway is not up yet, so we'll say, so what did I do? I constructed the reed doorway, but I didn't get what? I didn't get actually erected as a doorway. So I have the reed doorway, but it's not part of the home yet. So I decide again, I'm going to chaper in over here. I'm going to put my mezuzah into the reed before what? Before it's part of the official doorway. So Mar says, that you can't do. Why? Ta'ase velo min ha'asui. Because we'll say, again, this is the sukkah's tie-in, because we're going to see, we'll say, there are certain things that have to be fashioned once they are part of a formal structure, as opposed to being placed or as opposed to being created before it's part of a formal structure. A mezuzah can only be affixed to a doorway once the doorway is the actual doorway to the domicile. But if the doorway is there, but it's not affixed to the structure, you may not go ahead and place the mezuzah in it or on it. So you know, we'll say, where does this halacha come up most frequently? Right? By sukkah. So for example, again, the halacha is, you could only place your schach on your sukkah when the walls are there. If you place the schach first, and then walls afterwards, the sukkah is pasul. Because that's what's called ta'asa velo min ha'asu. You have to construct the sukkah as a normative structure. And ultimately, again, you can't create a sukkah out of something that already existed. V'amar Rava. Rava said, Hani pischi shimashi p'trem min ha'mezuzah. So we'll say, pischi shimashi, Rashi says over here, mikukalin va'ashimin kegon zakin ha'shmai. So we'll say, literally again, pischi shimashi means, what's the right word? Messed up doorways, compromised doorways, right? Invalid doorways. So the Gemara says, so messed up doorways are part of from sukkah. My pischi shimai. What's an example of pischi shimai? Pligi barav Rav Richumi va'aba Yosi. Chad amar deleslu tikra. So we'll say, so one opinion said, if the doorway doesn't have a ceiling, which was another way of saying what? A doorway that doesn't have a lintel. If it's just side posts without a lintel, there is no obligation ultimately for a mezuzah. V'chad amar, Rashi says, tikra iskuf al yona. V'chad amar, deleslu shikufi. And one says, doesn't have shikufi, but what is shikufi? Mezuzos, right? Side posts. So we're saying, in order for a doorway to be chayv and mezuzah, needs both the lintel, which goes across, and the side posts, which come down. So the Gemara says, amar Rabba bar Chana, I'm sorry, v'chad amar, deleslu shikufi. Amar Rabba bar Shila, amar Rav Chista. Ach sadra, Petura min ha-mezuzah. So this is actually a very interesting case. An achsadra is pater from mezuzah. What's an achsadra? Take a look at Rashi. Shlosha defano stumos. An achsadra, we'll say, is a structure that has three closed walls. Below Pesach has no formal doorway. Instead, what does it have? V'harevias pechusa psucha legamrei mitachas aval lemale yesh dofen ma'at ha-machzik es ha-schach. So let's listen to this. I don't know what the good English equivalent of this is, but the achsadra, we'll say, sometimes it's translated as like a portico. But if you can imagine over here, it's closed on three sides. The fourth side is totally open. Totally, in other words, there's no doorway. It's totally open. There happens to be on the fourth side a little bit that comes down from the top in order to support the schach. It has like a, it has a roof in order to support it. So we'll say, that is not chayv mezuzah. Why not? Lefi she'in la pitzimin. We'll say, for a very good reason, which is what? it doesn't have side posts. Rabbi Yossi, it's a very interesting halacha, because what does this tell you? Now, you'll say, but it does have side posts. What are its side posts? The two walls. You see from here that when something is not, it's just the wall, that doesn't make it a side post. A side post, by definition, is something that contributes to what we call a tsuras ha-pesach, the fashioning of a doorway. In this case over here, those three walls, Rabbi Yossi, are walls. They have nothing to do with creating an entranceway for the fourth side, and therefore, halacha lemaisa, this achsadja will be put there from a zuzah. So ultimately, again, what do you see from here? That if it were to have side posts, ultimately, again, it would be chayiv mezuzah. To which the Gemara says, but I don't understand, even if it had side posts, they are not there for the purpose of creating an entranceway. Rather, why are they there? L'chizuk tikrahu da'avidi. Well, say, even if there were side posts, those side posts would not be there to fashion an entranceway. Rather, why would they be there? To support the schach. If that's the case, then they're not really there for an entranceway to begin with. Therefore, it shouldn't be chayiv mezuzah. To which the Gemara says, this is what it means to say. Even if it has side posts, it'll still be potter. Why? Because it will say, even those side posts, right, are not really there to be side posts, but rather, again, I will say, what point do they serve? They serve to go and hold up the ceiling. So you see something very interesting over here, which is number one, if an entranceway doesn't have side posts, but it has walls, it's not chayav mezuzah. Furthermore, if those side posts, I will say, are there in some type of functional capacity, like to hold up the roof, but are not there to form an entranceway, you're also not chayav mezuzah. Amr Abaye said, Chazina lohu le'ispalidi de beimar, the islu petzimi v'leslu mezuzta. So Abaye said, I saw this ispalidi de beimar. If you look at Rashi, he says ispalidi de beimar achsadros de beirabo, which is like an achsadra used as a classroom. Ultimately, again, that it had petzimi and it had no mezuzas. Why not? So it must be that because those side posts, Rabbi Yossi, were there for what purpose? What has mincha? 55? Okay, so we'll finish up. So because it must be that those side posts ultimately, again, are there ultimately just to hold up the roof and not to serve as your side posts. I may say, the Gemara is a kasha, base shar achsadra, may pass at chayv mezuzah. But the Gemara says that a base shar achsadra, which Rabbi Yossi seems to be our achsadra case, right? A gateway. A base shar bosa is like a gatehouse. Achsadra is the achsadra. Mirpasas are chayv and mezuzah. So you see that achsadra is chayv and mezuzah. Yeah, we just said before that it's not. To which the Gemara says, you're right, b'achsadra de beirav. We'll say with an achsadra that's used as a classroom, ultimately, again, where there was a desire for some type of formal entranceway, even though it looks like that those side posts only hold up the schach. In fact, they serve as a doorpost. Therefore, again, they will be chayv and mezuzah. So we'll say just one more line. So the Gemara says, achsadra de beirav, ki in deruna ma'al yasihi. Because ultimately, again, when you have an achsadra that serves as a classroom, it is like a bona fide room. Bachsadra misa. So the Gemara says, so b'achsadra misa, what kind of achsadra are you talking about? What he calls a Roman achsadra. Rashi says over asuya chalonos, the korlevia. So apparently, again, it was made up of walls that were comprised of many windows. But again, the kavana was to have some type of entranceway, and therefore one would be chayiv in Mosul. So I just have to stop over here for today. We'll continue rest with the sugya tomorrow morning. Daf Yomi begins tomorrow morning, 5:45. Shkoyach.